Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend special of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. You know, one of our listeners brought up a very, very interesting comment regarding an editorial that we did on Thursday, and basically dealing with the Obama energy policy, But a fellow by the name of, Paul says, thanks for the insights on oil. What about natural gas engines? I think I can buy the engine now. My house uses natural gas to heat. Why can't I fill my vehicle with natural gas at my house? Here's the interesting point here. I'm very, very limited in knowledge in terms of natural gas, but the one thing that Big Al does know is that the United States has a huge, huge supply of natural gas. Since I couldn't answer that question, and I think it's a very important one, and I think a little insight into the natural gas sector is very, very important. I did ask a real expert, and that's the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. I mean, Mickey's been in the industry all his life. He's got a master's degree with honors in geology. He can answer these questions. Mick, what's the deal on natural gas, buddy?
Well, natural gas is an interesting hydrocarbon fuel, so it does have carbon emissions, although it has less than burning oil or coal. The gentleman's direct question was, why can't I use natural gas in my vehicle? Well, he can. Mm-hmm. But the problem is natural gas is about 10 to 15% less efficient than gasoline is, or not less efficient. It cuts down the power on your vehicle 10 to 15%. The other problem you have is the storage tanks are rather bulky. So, you know, I live in the western U.S., and there are lots of pickups, and you'll see people that live on farms driving around with a big tank in the back of their pickup. So those things aren't very suitable for passenger cars. Mm-hmm. The other problem is there are not a lot of filling stations. So, you know, there's a place a couple of miles from where I live where I could put propane or natural gas, into my tank. Mm-hmm. If I had it on, have one installed, it's a relatively easy conversion for a combustion engine, but if you're driving down the interstate on a cross country tour, you don't have a natural gas filling station. So the problem with natural gas really is transportation and infrastructure. And U.S. has tremendous reserves. Gas is low right now, priced, and there are not a lot of drill rigs. We're down somewhere around 6% down on drill rigs year over year. So there's lots of reasons to use natural gas. It's really an infrastructure problem and a willingness to invest in infrastructure in the United States.
Yeah, Mick, let me ask you this question. I mean, we have a huge, huge energy problem in terms of supply of oil, okay? We're very dependent on the Middle East. You know, that's something that makes me nervous. I'm not particularly nervous about our dependence on Canadian supplies, but again, you know, you can't open up the newspaper without hearing about more rioting and more killing going on in the Middle East. I mean, that's a powder keg just waiting to explode and always has been. Why doesn't the United States focus on something? Why doesn't the current administration, or why haven't past administrations focused on something that we have a very, very large supply of, i.e. natural gas?
Well, I think it's a big government idea. I watched Obama's speech a couple of days ago, and we actually talked about that on another segment.
Right.
The United States government is committed to subsidies for clean energy, alternative energy, and that's basically biofuels, and that's food for fuel, basically. Mm-hmm. And solar and wind, because gas is associated with the oil industry, is my opinion that that's part of the reason that we don't see big government subsidies for the gas industry. Teen Boone Pickens absolutely has it right. I don't think that natural gas is very suitable for passenger cars or even small trucks, but it is very suitable for fleet vehicles and buses and small mass transit sort of vehicles. So that's where it would very much work in this country. But with a gas price at $4. Mm-hmm. An oil to gas ratio of something around 24 to 1 right now.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Historically, oil to gas in terms of energy provided should be 6 to 1. So the gas price is way out of whack right now. We have a lot of gas capacity. We don't have the transportation and storage facilities and a refining capacity to amp it up in this country, and that's a problem. Same with liquefied natural gas. That's even more of a problem. You got the NIMBY crowd. We have no liquefaction facilities outside of Kenai, Alaska. That one's been in production for 40 years, ships liquefied natural gas to Japan. Mm-hmm. But the NIMBYs have just stopped terminals where we could import liquefied natural gas. They've stopped new terminals in New York and California and one other state, in Maine. So there just doesn't appear to be the will in the United States, at least from a governmental point of view, to support natural gas.
Bottom line, it appears to me from what you're saying, Mick, and from the little research that I've done, that given the effort, it would be a viable alternative, though.
Absolutely. You know, we have significant gas reserves. We are the world's largest gas producer now. But with a price of $4 at the Henry Hub in Oklahoma, it just doesn't make sense right now for companies to invest in drilling for natural gas. These shale gas wells, this has all come about because of shale gas and horizontal drilling and hydrofracking. Now we've got environmentalists onto the hydrofrack, the chemicals used in hydrofrack. So we just don't have, seems like, the will, and the other problem with natural gas is it's methane, and methane is the greenhouse gas. Mm-hmm. It is the important greenhouse gas. And the crazy thing about it, most of the methane produced in the world is from animals, bacteria, and humans. And I'll throw a little zinger out here. Unless the eco-fascists are willing to eat a pill of Beano every day, they're contributing in greenhouse gases methane is of concern in that regard.
Ain't it the truth? Okay, there you have it from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Listen, don't forget, check out Mick's website. It is getting better and better and better every day. Mick, thank you so much, buddy.